As many of you know, this past week, very tragically and very suddenly, we lost our minister emeritus, John Rowley, who very suddenly passed away in his apartment at the Hunt Community. Keeping with his stated wishes, I officiated with his sons, Dana and Philip, a brother, sister-in-law. His gravesite service this past Friday at the Edgewood Cemetery. Dana and Philip sent me and told me that a little bit later, probably earlier this later this week, they're going to draft a letter they would like to the congregation, expressing their wishes for remembering their father, how they would like that to happen. We will follow suit on a later time. I believe, asked Mike Valentine if we could set up a place on our website if people wanted to post your memories, statements of appreciation for Don and his ministry, so that other people, both in the church and beyond, would be able to read them. You're invited to do that. It was also a little earlier this week that Bob Sampson passed along some thoughts to me that I would like to use for our words for reflection this morning. It was Don Rowley's invariable practice to report when the daffodils in front of the white wing appeared each spring. Today they are up, but sadly, Don is not here to report on them. I had lunch with Don only 2 weeks ago, and although not the young artillery spotter who carried a transit across France and Germany over 60 years ago, he was easily up and about. Intellectually alive as ever, he was interested in everything from our boiler room crisis to the muddle and trouble in the Middle East. We talked for over 2 hours on a dozen or more subjects, and as always, Don's sense of honor, integrity, and concern for all people shone through his words. As I think of Don Rowley, I also think of one of John Donne's devotions, very familiar words to many of you. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of a continent, a part of the main. If a clog be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were as if a manor of thy friends or of thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. We are all diminished by Don Rowley's death, and the bell does indeed toll for all of us. With gratitude for the 29 years that he gave to the ministry of this church and to the community beyond this church, let us spend a few moments in silent reflection.